Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing today? I'm not going to lie, I am very much sick. I feel like I've been putting off the acknowledgement of this cold for some time now because for me, a sore throat, a little bit of a scratch or a tickle in the throat, or like a little bit of a stuffy nose, or just feeling a little dreary is not going to get me to stop my life in any way. But today I woke up feeling like I was hit by a bus. And I'm unsure if it's a combination of like allergies and just the fact that I'm also sick, or if it's just a full-on cold that I got from somewhere. I'm not gonna lie, I have been out and about and it has been beautiful. I'm really grateful for all of the experiences I'm having, but I'm not going to lie, I'm exhausted. It is time for me to be down for the count and back inside. I am very much a homebody, and I have been for majority of my 20s. And I have to really orchestrate outings for myself in order to socialize, because as someone who likes to be home and is a creature of habit, I literally will miss out on everything. So being that I am newly social, I have been saying yes to everything. I have been saying yes to the house parties, to the events, to the Oktoberfests, to the bar outings with the girls, and I have been having so much fun, but it is time for me to rest for a little bit. I need a little rest and recovery, and back to work I am. I mean, granted, I've always been working, but just working at a different degree, let's just say that. That being said, I am so excited to be recording today's podcast. Even though I'm sick, I really wanted to chit-chat with you guys because fall is the season of love, right? I mean, not necessarily for me, but for a lot of people. I think the fall season gets people excited for dates and more moodier vibes and a sexier vibe. And if you're newly single or just someone who wants to get back out there, I can imagine that the fall fits, the fall date plans, and just the overall vibe and aura that comes with this season. It's really exciting, right? Like, dating is exciting. And I really want to stress the importance of having fun with it. As someone who's very serious and can get a little overwhelmed and also disappointed at times with people, I always have to remind myself that this is where we need to be. And to really be where my feet are planted. Like, I think for me, I've always been a future thinker, and it has helped me so much in my career. It has helped me so much in other areas of my life. But sometimes I forget that being present is the best way to be, because there will be a time where I'm in my home with my future kids and my future husband, and I'm going to think about all these little experiences that I've had in my 20s where I was going out on dates and getting ready and FaceTiming with my friends and, you know, complaining about it and crying about it and journaling about it and then going to the gym and, you know, starting my winter arc because I needed to like get my body together to mourn the loss of this situation. And it's funny. It's cute. Yes, at times it can feel painful and disappointing, but I really think that we're going to look back at these experiences and be happy that we experience them. So I really want to stress the importance of having fun with it. And yes, we still need to create boundaries. We do still need to have our own values and to do things that are in alignment with who we are. But again, like I said, have fun, don't stress too much, and be where your feet are planted. So today I want to talk about the ins and outs of dating this fall. Fall 2024, some of the things that I think we should do, some of the things that I think we shouldn't do or shouldn't accept, and a lot of these are going to just be reminders for you. I also want to preface this by saying that a lot of these ins and outs are specific and tailored to myself, and the reason why I have made these specific is because I have been dating for almost 3 years now. Columbus Day will be the day that I have been single for 3 years on the dot. And every year has served a different purpose for me in dating. You know, the first year was self-discovery. It was a lot of new, a lot of mistakes. The second year, I was a little bit more serious. I felt like I wanted to be very boundary setting and stern and assertive about certain things. And this year, it's about me being intentional and still boundary setting, but having fun while doing it and not stressing so much about who is going through my partner, but why somebody would be, and kind of letting people show me who they are in due time. Rather than romanticizing certain things, I rather just stick to my values, stick to my morals, be who I am authentically, and attract what it is that my heart desires. That being said, I want to share with you guys some of my ins and outs. We're going to kind of go in and then out, in and out, and in that order, because I think that that's just more fun. So let's just get into it. My first in for dating this fall would be weekday dates. I love the idea of a Tuesday night date or a Thursday night date. And I'm going to tell you why. I really think that giving someone new your weekend is kind of a big deal. Now, I think it's really nice when a guy gives you his weekend because it's like, wow, he's ditching his boys or his night out to be with me. But keep in mind that, yes, although that can be very sweet, you need to not take it as flattering as it seems. At the end of the day, your life matters too. And if you're someone who does certain things on the weekend and you enjoy your weekends, there is nothing wrong with kind of blocking those off for yourself. So I've been a big advocate for weekday dates because they're a little bit more low key. The restaurants aren't as packed, and they're kind of perfect for me because I'll go to the gym and then I'll get ready at the gym and go straight to the date. So it's really in alignment with my schedule versus my weekend, which is usually packed with things I'm doing with my friends or just me having a more chaotic schedule that I really feel like the entire day is dedicated to knowing that I have a date that day, where a weekday date feels more relaxed and chill and in alignment with my schedule. So maybe try to do some weekday dates. Okay, let's go to the outs. So one of my outs for fall dating is initiating anything. Let them make the plans. I think it's really big that we remind ourselves that as women, we are not begging for any type of date or any type of attention. We are beautiful. We are divine. We are nurturers. And it's important that we look at ourselves as such. And yes, of course, I know you want to have a date. It seems fun in theory, but as someone who's went on quite a bit of whatever dates, it's not necessarily all it's chalked out to be. Yes, it's fun. Yes, it can be exciting at times, but a lot of it feels very political. It feels a little logistic. It feels a little, you know, interviewee, I guess you can say. Hopefully I used all those words correctly. I just think that letting a man initiate plans and a date and making him make that move is important. So I just wanted to reiterate that for you guys. Okay, back to the ins. An in for fall dating is activity dates. I used to be kind of against these. I used to hate the idea of doing anything for a first date or a second date. Now, I think sometimes it's nice to start out with like a dinner date or like a drinks and dinner date as your first date, but like the date number two can be an activity date. I actually really like activities in the fall. Maybe that's why I think it's good. Some good activities to do, maybe like going to like a haunted house, mansion vibe during the season, Topgolf, maybe a paint and sip, anything that requires you like moving your body, but make sure that he's spending money. Like you want to make sure that the activity date isn't super low budget. Now, I'm not saying that we have to be expensive and elitist, but give them the vibe that they need to at least plan something that makes them reach in their pockets because there's intention behind it and it means that you care and that it's something that matters to them. So I think that that's important, but I love the idea of activity dates, even like museums or any type of thing that requires movement. I'm really big on that. So I am all for activity dates in the fall. Okay, an out, a big out for dating in the fall is house dates. No Netflix and chill, ladies. And this is big. I really don't love the idea of going to someone's home. I don't love it. I never really did. I remember there was a time where a man was watching his parents' dogs and he was like, listen, I normally would take you out, but I'm home and I would love to just have you here for dinner, whatever and whatnot. And I was so against it, but, you know, against my better judgment, I ended up going and he did make us dinner and it was a really cute vibe and I enjoyed it. But listen, he really was expecting a happy ending. And that is something that I'm trying to have you ladies avoid during the dating times. We are dating, not having sex, okay? Granted, have sex if you want to. But I think a lot of women feel this immense pressure that if they like someone and that this person planned something with them, then that means that they have to sleep with them. And that's not the case. Take your time with that. Be patient with that. And house dates sometimes make you lower your inhibitions and you start to go against your better judgment. So I would say no home dates, not his house, not your house. That usually leads to a little under the covers action. And in for fall dating, I love the idea of double dates with friends. What do you guys think about that? Let's just say a guy asks you out and you're at the bar, or you were like maybe somewhere where there was like a lot of people, like maybe you were at an Oktoberfest and there was a lot of people and you guys were chit-chatting and this guy comes up and he's talking to you, he's talking to your friends and he's with his boys. I love the idea of like organizing a double date with these people. You don't have to make everything so serious this season. Dating is about, you know, building a rapport with people, getting acclimated to the dating scene, having fun, enjoying people's company, maybe even integrating yourself in certain friend groups. Sometimes these guys are not going to be your lifelong partner, but they could be someone nice to be connected to. So I love the idea of double dates with friends, especially with a girlfriend that you trust and that you enjoy her company and you know that she would like his friend. Sometimes it could be difficult to organize, but if it happens organically when you're out and you meet two guys and you're with your girl, try it out. It's really fun. And I would definitely encourage it for the fall. And out, no intentional low budget dates or 50-50. I put that in the same category. I am really big on if a guy asks you out on a date, he should fund the date. I'm very big on that. The reason why is because when you ask somebody out, when you plan something for someone, it's important that you pay for it. I just don't know why this is such a debatable topic. And the reason why I put this in and out, and normally I don't like to talk about 50-50 because I think it's nonsense, but I was talking to a girl recently. She's a friend of a friend, and she went out on a date with a guy, and he didn't buy her the ice cream that they went out and got. And I just thought that that was so weird. There's no way that we're going out, and I'm getting ready, and I'm doing my hair and my makeup and putting my perfume on and dressing nice and getting myself all nervous, all to pay for my own ice cream. If I wanted to do that, I would just go out alone. A lot of these men are not even good company. Why would I want to have bad company and pay for my food and pay for my ice cream? I mean, that's crazy. So it's really important that you make them not split the bill with you. It's just not a good idea. And if somebody's giving you the vibe that that's what they're into, don't even bother going out with them, okay? And I don't even think it's a conversation that should get brought up when the bill comes. Do not offer to pay. Look into your purse, get your lip gloss, look around, say thank you so much. And a cute way of like handling it is once the bill comes, before he even reaches for his card, be like, thank you so much for dinner. Because usually they'll really enjoy the compliment and then they'll end up putting their card down. But really, 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 ladies, stop trying to split the bill with these guys. Stop begging them to help pay, because now you're now the girl who's splitting bills, who's driving them home, who's, you know, sleeping with them after the first date. Like it leads to a lot of giving, giving, giving without receiving enough. And I just want to be the woman who tells you, you don't have to do that. And in for dating, I would say, is multiple dates lined up. This is huge. If you're someone who is stepping into the dating scene and you want to start intentionally dating, I think it's important to keep your options open and to talk to multiple guys. You don't have to be in love with all of them. You don't have to sleep with all of them, but have more dates lined up. We tend to laser focus on one person when we are only talking to that one person. And we can start to have that rose-colored glasses moment where we like them more than we maybe should, or we like them more than we would have if there was other people in front of us. So have other people in front of you and may the best man win. Okay? Let the one who is complimentary to your life, who is good to you, who is consistent, and who is aligned with what you're looking for, let that person win your heart. Not the person who's just the only one in front of you, but let a bunch be in front of you and you decide. And you decide based off of how they move with you. Really important. And out is no last minute dates. I don't like when a guy is in a rush to see me. And I also don't like when he plans a date the same day of us speaking. So occasionally I'll have a guy match with me on like a dating app, or I will even meet someone in person and they'll try to see me that day or like the next day. And it's not considerate of my life and my plans. You don't know what I have going on. Now, of course, I can understand that there's an eagerness to seeing someone, but there is a way to plan something properly. Ask people kindly, hey, what's your schedule look like this week? And then that's when they tell you when they're available. I don't like when people try to force immediate plans onto me because I have a very busy life and I want to make sure that I am intentionally getting myself ready for this date the best way that I can. So I am a big believer on no last minute dates, no last minute plans. And I don't like either when a guy is like texting me late before a date. So let's just say we have a date planned for 7 p.m. on a specific day and he planned it. If I don't get a text that morning or even early afternoon, if I don't get a text, we are not going on that date that day. You need to check in with me so that I know that we're still on, so that I know we're still on for the date. So really big, and just make sure that you set those boundaries during this dating season. An in, I would say, for dating this fall would be drink dates if done in a lounge or a craft bar location, and make sure that they have bites. So I'm a big no drinks date kind of girl, but lately I've been loving like the craft bars and the lounges that have food. So as long as there's food present, I like that because I will not be drinking with a man 1, 2, 3 drinks without food in my stomach. It doesn't make sense to me. And I don't like the intention behind it. It feels kind of like you're trying to liquor me up to do God knows what. So I don't hate the idea of a lounge or a craft bar or something like a little bit on the special side, as long as there's food and as long as they allow me to order food. So that's something that I do. And usually you can get away with going to these things if they plan the date early. So if they say, hey, meet me at this particular craft bar at 7 p.m., you're in the clear because you can absolutely eat. But if they're inviting you out at like 10:30, just know usually they don't want you eating. But it depends on where you live, because in places like Manhattan or Chicago or places that are just like cities, people do tend to go out later for dates, but I would just say be mindful of that. An out is no nightcaps or bar after bar dates. I am not into this. So let's just say I go out to dinner with a guy and he's like, hey, let's go to like this place after. And he says it like mid date, I'm not going, especially on the first date. This is their way of liquoring you up in hopes they're going to get lucky that night. They want to keep having you drink. I am a big believer in either Irish goodbyes, which I don't do that on dates, but just in general, Irish goodbyes, or just me leaving before they thought I would. I like to be lingering on someone's mind. I don't want to overstay my welcome, especially in the early dating stages. Let them miss you a little. Going to a bar and then after to another bar and then somewhere else, it doesn't make sense, okay? Wait until you guys are in an exclusive situation to do that. That is something that I believe relationship people do. They love to bar hop and do all of that. But first, second, third date, please no. Please no. Go to the dinner, go to the lounge, and then go home. That's it, okay? And by dinner and lounge, I don't mean dinner then lounge. I mean one or the other. Okay, an in for dating this fall season is to date outside of your ethnic type. Now, I'm a big believer in starting to diversify your portfolio in dating. I used to have a very specific type, and I used to talk about it pretty openly on my Instagram, and I stopped doing that because I found it to be weird to even have a specific type. Now, of course, we all have preferences and what we like and don't like in people, but I don't want to limit myself. I find that the things that I think are the most important are inner qualities. And if somebody's overall handsome, I'm going to date them, whether they're black, whether they're white, whether they're Middle Eastern, Hispanic. Like, obviously, there are people that I prefer more than others, but I really wanted to start dating outside of my ethnic type this year, and I did. I had such a wonderful and phenomenal experience with a Middle Eastern man, and I have since been dating Middle Eastern men since. And I have been really pleasantly surprised with the experience. I think that I heard a lot of interesting things about them, and I think everyone is different. Everyone's experiences are different, but it's important to try to date other people. And what's so interesting about the Middle Eastern men that I've dated is they look very familiar and similar to the guys that I've dated in the past that were more Italian or Hispanic. So it's funny. It's it's not that far off physically, but it's far off when it pertains to maybe ethics and values. So I do find that diversifying my portfolio in dating has allowed me to open up my horizons to new thoughts and ideas. It has made me feel like I am not super close-minded, and I'm just more open than I ever was before. So I would definitely suggest to try out different things, because why not? Why not? Do not limit yourself. An out for dating this fall is no long phone calls or slew of texts before the first date. More than likely, the date will not happen if somebody is in your phone repeatedly and annoyingly. I have come to this realization that there are certain types of men. And by the way, I had to learn this in my own dating experiences, because it is one of the weirdest things that I've ever encountered. There are men who get stimulated and, you know, aroused from just having a digital, is that the word? Digital relationship with women. And they have really no intentions of ever meeting them. So they'll try to get you to sext with them or talk to them for hours, and they'll take up all your time, and you're thinking, wow, this person is so interested in me. They're not. They're just interested in you stimulating them throughout the day. I am a big believer in being short and getting a date, and then you can start the texting or phone calls after that. So I don't like the idea of too many texting situations, too many phone calls, definitely no FaceTimes. But I will say this, I do like to FaceTime men for 10 minutes or less prior to the first date if we've met online, because I refuse to go out with anyone who I believe could possibly be a catfish. So I do it for my own personal safety, just to make sure I'm going out with the same person that I see in the photos. But other than that, I don't want to have like this really long, ridiculous conversation with a man via phone call or text prior to dating. And I even don't like it after the first date. I think that we should still organize to see one another, because when it starts to become too in the phone, it becomes less and less in person. I have found that to be true. Okay, this is an in for dating in the fall. And this is after you have already went on several dates with this person. And it's FaceTime dates where you FaceTime one another and then you eat together on the phone. So I know I just said that I don't like the idea of FaceTiming, calling, or texting prior to the first date. But after maybe 2, 3, or 4 dates and you are already pretty acclimated to this person, you guys have both come to the conclusion that you like each other, I love the idea of FaceTime dates maybe once a week, especially if they are working in corporate or they are working very rigorous jobs, because this season, Q4, is really heavy for a lot of people. Accountants, lawyers, and different types of corporate jobs, they are very busy this season. So if they can make time for you, and let's just say there's maybe some distance between you guys, like maybe they live in the city, you live in the suburbs, I'm speaking from experience, it's cute to have a little FaceTime date after you've already seen each other 3 or 4 times. So I will prop up the phone, get some sushi, they'll get their food, and we'll eat on the phone for like an hour. And this also avoids the house dates. So instead of bringing them home for this, you can avoid that by having a FaceTime date instead. And now you are prolonging the sexual experience. Of course, I don't believe in dangling your yoni in front of a man's face, but there's just a time to, you know, do those things. And I believe that everyone should do it in the time that feels most comfortable to them. So I'm a big believer in stretching that out as long as possible. So I love the idea of a FaceTime date with a guy that I already have a rapport with. Okay, an out for dating in the fall is no excessive drinking with them on dates. Please, ladies, this is really big. Know your limit. I would say for majority of you, especially if you're tiny, 1 to 2 drinks is it, okay? Once you start going to 3 or 4, you're messed up and it's not good. It's not a good look. You start to be a little ditzy, and trust me, they can see it. So just protect yourself and protect your image too. I mean, this is something where I know for me, even when I drink and I excessively drink, I am less rigid and I'm less reserved, which to some people could be a good thing, but it's not to me, because my rigid and reserved personality is who I actually am. So I don't want to not be that way. I do love being around my close friends and family that way on the occasion during holidays or special occasions, but not on dates with men and not often. I don't think it's healthy for myself, and I don't think that it does anything positive for my life. So I am a big believer on no excessive drinking on dates, and I think that that will really help you guys with figuring out, too, if you even like this person, if this person is attractive to you, if this person is up to par of what you're looking for, and the liquor is not influencing your decisions. Okay, and in for dating, guys, we're almost done here, is outside your city dates. So switch your Hinge location to somewhere close enough that you can drive, but still out of your current town. I think a lot of you guys are limiting yourself to like your county, to your town. Date outside your city. There's a lot of guys that are in specific areas that you need to start trying out, okay? I live close enough to Manhattan to where I love the idea of dating guys that live in New York City. I think it's really nice. I like the guys there. They're very handsome. They're pretty successful because to live in Manhattan, you have to do pretty well. And the dating scene is fun out there. Like the restaurants, they're endless. The food is good. The vibes are great. There's ways to have sexy nights out where you can maybe go out to a pretty restaurant and then walk to your car and it's like through a pretty park or something. So I really just love the idea of the romance that the city provides. So I would definitely recommend to do that if you live near a city. And out for fall dating is no situationships, okay? This time of year, I know it can be really easy to settle into this because you want to cuddle with someone, you want to have someone close to you, you want to have great sex. I totally get it. But I just don't love the idea of situationships for you ladies. And the reason why is, as a woman who's been in them before, there's really nothing positive that comes out of it. It's very degrading to find out that someone likes you just enough to where they want to spend time with you. They want to give you their body. They want to talk to you. They want to pillow talk with you. They want to have somewhat of something with you, but they don't want to make you their girlfriend. And it's like, what is limiting that person from doing that? Am I not good enough? And it always comes back to that conversation of why? And a lot of you will say, well, I'm not really ready to settle down either, and I don't mind taking it slow. There's nothing wrong with taking it slow. There's nothing wrong with taking your time, but maybe that means not to be in a relationship right now. And a situationship is a form of a relationship. It's just a degrading one. It's one where you're not claimed. It's one where you're not being considered, and it's one where you're not being respected the way that you should be. So I would definitely say consider that when you are stepping into this season to not fall into that trap, because it can be something that we fall into. And I am your big sister and I totally understand, but just keep that in mind. And if you find that it's starting to get in that way, because a lot of times we don't realize it, we'll hook up with someone maybe once or twice and we're like, oh, no big deal. But then it becomes a pattern and it becomes a thing. Cut it off before it does. Okay. The final in for fall dating is princess treatment. Let them do nice things for you, okay? Doesn't have to be expensive. Princess treatment doesn't always have to mean that they take out their wallet and spend $10,000 on you. It could just be them putting their coat over your shoulder when it's a little chilly out, buying you a cute little gift is thoughtful, organizing an itinerary for the day. There's so many different things that a guy can do to really show his appreciation that kind of gives princess treatment vibes. I know for me, when I dated that guy over the summer, and I brought this up several times, he created the most beautiful, extensive itineraries for our dates, and it just felt so thought-provoking. I really appreciated the time and the effort that he put into that, and it just made me feel really special. So I love the idea of dating guys that love women and want to be around women and want to treat you right. So that is big for me. And then the last thing for the outs is no romanticizing prior to the meeting. Take it from a girl who knows. A lot of us romanticize a man before we even meet them or before we even get to know them. I really want you guys to let him grow on you. There's like this saying that men start at zero in dating and women start at 100. And the best way to start as a woman, if you want to date right, is to start at zero like men do. So let them grow on you. Of course, it's exciting. They're handsome. They're cool. You heard great things. But let them grow on you because you don't want to be disappointed. And that tends to always be what it ends up being. So as someone who loves to plan the wedding and, oh my God, our kids' names and all these things, because that's what I do. I'm a Cancer after all. I have learned to release that and not be so obsessed with that and to let them be someone who grows on me. And it's crazy because the guys that you maybe don't realize it actually end up growing on you more than the ones that you thought would. It's beautiful how it works out. So just let people show you who they are. Don't overly romanticize them, and you will have such an easier and better time dating. I hope that these tips helped you guys. I really enjoy doing these. I am a big believer in having fun when dating, and intentionally dating this fall is going to allow you to create a cute little bucket list where you can check certain things off, whether it's double dating or an activity date or going to a cool lounge or stepping out into the city for an evening. That's what's so fun about it, is you can make it an experience for yourself. And keep in mind, ladies, this is about you. It's not about them. It's not about being chosen either. This is about you having fun and you doing things for you and you experiencing life. You get to experience all of these things for the first time, and meeting someone new is exactly that. You're experiencing a new experience for the very first time. Even if you've been on a million dates, you've never been on a million dates with this particular person. So be open, be excited. Don't be jaded. Don't bring old shit into this. Let things develop with time and enjoy yourself. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I love you guys, and I will speak to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.